Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Who controls the U.S. Senate after two runoff races in Georgia has yet to be decided. But even though the race between Democrat John Ossoff and Republican David Perdue has not been called, Ossoff is claiming victory with about 16,000 more votes than his opponent.
It is with humility that I thank the people of Georgia for electing me to serve you in the United States Senate. Thank you for the confidence and trust that you have placed in me.
But Perdue has not conceded the race. Earlier, Democrat Raphael Warnock defeated Republican Kelly Loeffler, according to the AP. Warnock will be the first black senator from Georgia and tells NPR's Morning Edition the state has become more diverse.
Welcome to the new Georgia. It is more diverse. It is more inclusive. And it readily embraces the future. And I'm the product of that, among other signs that you can see right on the ground here in this state.
Warnock is also the first Democratic senator elected from the state in 20 years. Congress meets today to certify Joe Biden's win. And while there's no doubt that Biden is the president-elect, some Republicans plan to object to several states' electoral college results. NPR's Kelsey Snell has more.
Republicans have the chance to object to each state individually, and we really expect that will start with Arizona. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas and a group of others will start their objections there and plan to focus on calls for an electoral commission, not on setting aside the election results, is what I'm told.
NPR's Kelsey Snell. As many as six states could be at issue, and it could last all night because each objection can result in hours of debate. But Biden is expected to be certified in the end. Vice President Mike Pence says he will follow the Constitution, which means he will not go along with President Trump's request to send back votes, which Pence can't do. In Kenosha, Wisconsin, there were protests last night after prosecutors declined to charge the white police officer in the shooting of Jacob Blake last summer. He's a black man who was left partially paralyzed. NPR's David Shaper reports the district attorney found it likely that a jury would believe the officer acted in self-defense.
With a heavy police and National Guard presence keeping watch, a small but loud group of protesters braved the cold Wisconsin night, expressing outrage over the prosecutor's decision to not bring criminal charges against the officer who fired seven shots into Jacob Blake last August. Leading the march was a 29-year-old's uncle, Justin Blake.
The impact of this verdict is going to have ramifications all over this state and all over this nation. And we will not let it rest until we get justice for little Jake and all the little Jakes around the nation.
The shooting left Jacob Blake partially paralyzed. His family will go to Washington in coming weeks to push for policing reforms. David Shaper, NPR News in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
While U.S. futures contracts are trading in mixed territory, this is NPR. The Trump administration is holding the first oil and gas lease sale in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge today. Tegan Hanlon with Alaska Public Media reports it's a controversial milestone in a 40-year legal battle over whether to drill there.
The federal government will soon announce the highest bidders for drilling rights in the northernmost slice of the refuge. But despite a three-year push by the Trump administration, energy analyst Rowena Gunn at Wood Mackenzie does not expect a lot of competition.
My view is that any response will be fairly lukewarm.
Reasons include the high cost of drilling in Alaska's Arctic, uncertainty about future oil demand, and the opposition, which includes President-elect Joe Biden. The refuge is home to migratory caribou, polar bears, and other wildlife. For NPR News, I'm Tegan Hanlon in Anchorage.
In Hong Kong, more than 50 former lawmakers and activists have been arrested, accused of subverting state power by participating in unofficial election primaries last year. It's the biggest move against Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement since a national security law was implemented in June. Officials say the arrests targeted people suspected of overthrowing or interfering with the government. All of the pro-democracy candidates who ran in those primaries appear to have been arrested. But officials say those who voted in the unofficial primaries won't be targeted. Crude oil prices are trading higher, up about 0.4% at $50.17 a barrel. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.